Today's daf is Sota daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amid Beis, finishing up the fifth parak, going into the sixth parak. Sixth parak is up there. It's one of the shortest prakim in all of Shas. It's only about one daf long. But first, we are Lamed Amid Beis. Let's pick up. We are discussing still the Bo Bayoms. So we're up to the towards the bottom, but just one ha'ara on what we've said. We had a machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah, exactly how Uz Yashir was sung. Right, yeah, one might think that Lamai Nafkamina. What does one have to know? This, all the other ones were relating to some halachos that were learned. But this is learning Pshat and Psukim. Machlokas Pshat and Psukim. How exactly? And it's Machlokas and Metzias. We'll have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael when B'Shas Tchiyas HaMeisim, what exactly happened? But there's a Machlokas, three-way Machlokas, how exactly they sung. Did they repeat after each other? Did Klal Yisrael, were they Yotze through Shomea Ka'ona, and they just repeated the chorus, so to speak, the Uz Yashir Moshe, or Ashira Lashem? And number three is Reb Nechemia. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu just started it, and they then went along. So that is Machlokas. There is just 2 points. Number one, there is an interesting discussion. Where exactly does the Shira start? Where does that? What's the difference? The Shira starts. The Shira starts. It's big nafkamina. We know the Shira has to be written in the Torah in a certain way. Ariach al gabi levena. We know that this written in a certain way. Hazinu is written in a certain way. All the Shira, not all the Shiras, but certain Shiros in Tanakh have to be written in a certain way in the cloth. So where does the Shira start? Where does the Shira end? That's a discussion in the Eben Ezra and other Parshanim. Oz Yashir Moshe. Is that part of the Shira? No, that's just the background. If you look at Tosfos here, the Achronim point out, Tosfos sounds like in Dibur Maaseh Rabbi Meir that, or the Rabbi Nechemia, it sounds like Uz Yashir is part of the Shira. Right, Tosfos quotes the Tosefta in Dibur Maaseh Rabbi Nechemia. V'gomrin Moshe, Amar Uz Yashir Moshe, V'Yisrael Omrim Ashira Lashem. Moshe Amar Uzi V'Zim Razi. So Moshe says Uz Yashir Moshe. That's the beginning of the Shira. And what about the end of the Shira? Where does it end? Kiva Sus Paro. Is that part of the Shira, or is that not part of the Shira? That's the Machlokas. Machlokas has shown him whether that is written in the Ariach al Gabi Levena or not. That is number one to mention. Number two to mention, we mentioned the Maharsha yesterday. The Maharsha that recognizes that Klal Yisrael did not rely on Shomea Ka'ona here. They said, no, we want to say it ourselves. That relates to the general sugi of Shomea Ka'ona. We discussed it a little bit at the last daf of Nazir. If you remember, the last daf of Nazir describes whether it is Gadol Ha'ona Amen Yosir Min HaMavarech, or Echad the Mavarech is the one that gets it. Is it greater if you say it, or if you say amen? So that's not exactly related, but it's a little bit related to the sugya generally of Shomea Ka'ona. If I hear you say something, and I'm yotze with you, is that exactly as if I am saying it? Shomea Ka'ona, exactly, or not? Again, major topic, just to remind us all of two of the points. The Beis HaLevi, the end of his Sefer on Chumash, writes that he was in Italy once, and he went, and he, or there was somebody who saw this in Italy and told this to the Beis HaLevi. I think that's what happened. That he said, I was in Italy, and then there was, the Kohanim went up to the Duchan. I guess it was a Sephardic community where they did Berchas Kohanim on a weekday, or maybe it was a Yantif. And one Kohen said Berchas Kohanim, and all the other ones were quiet. All the other ones said, right, they didn't Shomea Ka'ona. So the Beis HaLevi discusses, could you do Shomea Ka'ona for that? Does Shomea Ka'ona work for that? Does Shomea Ka'ona mean exactly he's my mouthpiece? What if there are ways that something have to be said? That the Beis HaLevi talks about, there's a din of Kol Rum. Kol Rum can't transfer. If there's a din to recite something without any other details involved, then Shomea Ka'ona work. But if you need Kol Rum, if you need Pal Peh, you need some of the details of Berchas Ka'onim, so maybe it wouldn't... It wouldn't work. Okay, either way, that is relating to the big sugi of Shomea Ka'ona. The other makar to remember is the three-way machlokas we've shown him. What do you do? What does one do if one's in the middle of the quiet Shemona Esrei when the Chazan gets up to Kedusha? So we know that's a machlokas. Rashi Tosas Ritva in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches. Rashi says what we do. We all like Rashi, the middle approach. You stop, we listen, and then afterwards we continue. Ask Tosfos, how does that help? You're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So what, you're stopping and listening? Shomea Ka'ona. So it's as if you're talking. So it's terrible to have success, Tosfos. So keep going. What can you do? You're saying Shemona Esrei. So that's why, but what Rashi obviously feels, it's good enough to be Yotzei Kedusha, but it's not strong enough to be able to be mafsik in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So that's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. How strong? How do we view Shomea Ka'ona? Is it as if I am saying the words? Or no, I just get credit for saying the words. Right? The Ritva there, if you remember, says, also like Tosfos, don't stop, but for a different reason. Tosfos says, Shemei Kohanim would not work in that case. Shemei Kohanim only works where I would be able to say it. But if I'm not able to say it, like Rabbi Zeira, Kalaroi Labila, so then I'm not good. Shemei Kohanim is not going to work. Okay, there are many contexts where this comes up. There's even in Minhag, there are differences in Minhag that might be related to this Chakira. Right, the difference, depending on what shul one grew up in, you know, by the Asara B'nei Haman, the shul I grew up in, the Tzibur never said Asara B'nei Haman. Never said it. And that's what, you grow up in a certain way, you go to the same shul always for one thing, and then all of a sudden, one year, I went to a different shul, and the whole Tzibur said Asara B'nei Haman before the Chazan, just like the Yehudim Ma'isa'ora and the Ish Yehudi. So where does that come from? It's about the Chayadim and the Rugged Shaver. Have a machlokas about that minug. But maybe it's about the Asar B'nei Haman require Neshima Achas, L'chatchila, and whether that can be done through Shomea Ka'ona or not. Again, that's a minug. But again, that is a major discussion relating to Shomea Ka'ona. Okay, let's get back to our sugya. Couple of lines, second to last skinny line. We just quoted the three-way machlokas. Tana Rabbanan. So now we have second to last skinny line. Torah Shab Yossi Aglili. Bishash Olu Yisrael Minayam. Nas Duinei Lomar Shira. When they went up from Makriyas Yamsuf, they put their eyes to say Shira. As we mentioned, right, from yesterday, the Ben Yoyada, what is that Lashon of? They put their eyes, right? They were Zochet to say it. V'ketzad Amru Shira. How did they say it? Olel mutal al birke imo. Even babies that are on the laps of their mother. Vitinok yonek mishade imo. And suckling babies that are, nursing from their mother. Kivin sharo as ashrina. The second that they saw the Shechina, the great, amazing, divine revelation at Kriyas Yamsuf, Olel Higbiat Savaro, the babies picked up their neck instead of like being cozy next to their mothers, right? They picked up their neck. V'tinok Shamat Dad Mipiv, the Tinok stopped nursing. V'yamru Ze Keli V'anveyu. Even the babies, it was such a divine revelation, even they felt and recognized something unique. Shedamar Mipi Olel V'yonkim Yisadita Oz. Right, that they from the mouths of the babies and those who suckled Yisata'os, you establish your might. Right, so even the little babies. If you remember, we had this once earlier in this Masechta, where we had back in the first parak that the babies that were born in the fields. Remember, on the Takas Atapuach Oratich, the Gemara there says, and by Kriyas Yamsuf, they were the first ones, because they recognized the divine revelation that they had seen also in Mitzrayim. They saw it at Kriyas Yamsuf. Hayer Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin Shafilu Ubarim Shebemea Iman, Amru Shira. How do we know? Even the fetuses inside their mothers said Shira Shenema Bimakelos Barchu Elokim Hashem Imakar Yisrael. In great groups, Bimakelos Barchu Elokim, bless Hashem, Hashem Imakar Hashem Mimakar Yisrael, right? That they blessed Hashem from the Makor. The Makor symbolizes the, Rashi says, the Osam Sheba Makor. Those that were coming from the Makor, which is another name for the Makor of a woman. The Rashba writes in a tshuva, it's an important tshuva, for this Gemara and for others. Right? The Rashba basically asked the question, how can we say that these babies had Nevuah? How can we say that all of Klal Yisrael had Nevuah at that moment? Don't you have to be ready to be a Navi? Don't you have to prepare oneself and to separate myself and have his bodedus and not be connected to any Gashmias? Right? So ask the Rashba in Chelek Dalet, Simen Reish Lamanei, how is it possible? And let's say, how did Lavan have a vision? And how did Bilam? That's a separate type of category. But how did it happen? Says the Rashba, that's true in general. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to talk to someone, he can break the rules and communicate even if one doesn't go through the normal channels. Says the Rashba, Eino Benimna. It's not impossible. Sheyachkim Hashem Yisbarach Kerega. L'chol Ha'am Sha'amdu B'mamar HaNichbar HaZahu. It's possible. V'hu sheyeh bo hashefa hagadol b'mar ha'selokim. If it's so awesome, said Hashem could do it. Right, he said, quotes also by Bezalel. Bezalel was very young, and still he had the Ruach Elokim on him. Right, Esfali Shivim Ishvi Ziknei Yisrael. Hashem was ma'atzil his Ruach. Right, and then he quotes, Rasa Shiv Chalayam, Mashallah Ra, Yecheskel Anavi. Right, even though, they weren't all Ra'ui and fit and prepared, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do this. By Shaul, right? I'm Shaul by Neviim. When Shaul starts becoming a Navi, he said, "Nomar al derech ha-ra'uy le-Neviim ve'na kusha miyish echad o-rabim ratza Hashem she'isnabu le-tzarech sha o le-inyin." Right? It can happen even if it's somebody who is not normally a Navi. So that's what it says. Even here, the babies inside the wombs. So ask the Gemara though. Let's just read the parentheses. Machlokas about whether this appears or not. But the Marsha here has that. I v'halo chazu. How can you say the babies were singing shira? They didn't see anything. They had a hefsek. They were inside. Rabbi Tanchum keres nasa lohen kaaspaglaria hameira v'ra'u. What does that mean? It became clear. It became see-through. The stomachs of the mothers, the skin of the mothers became see-through, and the fetuses were able to see. And the Marsha emphasizes, it wasn't just that they saw. What's the language of the Gemara here? Aspaklarya ha-me'ira. What does that mean? That's used in one context of Chazal. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Aspaklarya ha-me'ira. We know the Rambam tells us, based on Chazal, that they were, based on the Psukim, in Parshas Baloscha, there were four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu's Re'iyah, his Nevuah, and all other Nevi'im, all others including Avram and David and Shlomo, everybody. Moshe Rabbeinu was different, and it's all categorized in this phrase, Aspaklarya ha-me'ira. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah and Perek Zayin, the four differences, number one, all the other Nevi'im saw as a dream, as a vision, Moshe was awake. Moshe was awake, everybody else was sleeping. All other Nevi'im had an indirect vision. Al Yidei Malach, the Rambam says. What does that mean? They saw a riddle. Not only was it, they were sleeping, and they were unconscious, unconscious, but they saw it in riddle form. Moshe Rabbeinu lo al Yidei Malach, Shenamar pel pel daber bo, v'diber al Moshe panim al panim. That's Aspaklar Yehameira. Number three, Kol Nevi'im, all the other Nevi'im, Yurein, Vinif, Halinu, Misbogagim. All of the faculties of all the other Nevi'im started shaking. It wasn't like talking. It was like we were in shock and awe. Moshe Rabbeinu Enokein. Shakot Kashi Yidaber Ish Al Re'ehu. Kamosh Eina Adam Nivhal Lishmo Divrei Chaveiro. Just like I'm not Nivhal. I'm talking to somebody. I'm not scared. Kacho Yekoch Badaito Shemoshe Rabbeinu. So did Moshe Rabbeinu. And finally, number four, Moshe Rabbeinu could start the conversation. Moshe Rabbeinu could start. Imdu ve'eshma. Moshe Rabbeinu could call up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. He had his private number, while all the other Nevi'im had a way to be spoken to. But it's all captured in one phrase that Chazal say, Aspaklarya ha-me'ira. So says the Marsha right here. That's pretty amazing. That all of Klal Yisrael at the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf reached the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Wasn't just that they had a nevuah. They reached the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the gablus of this phrase, according to that girsa. Maybe that's part of why the girsa was taken out. Because maybe you can't say that at all of Klal Yisrael, but that is what Marsha says. The Marsha also adds, but Tinok, we know there's another Gemara that talks about the great vision of a fetus. Remember the Gemara Nida that talks about the Malach learning all of Torah in utero with the child. And the Gemara there says that the child is Tinok b'me'aimo tsofem yisofa olam atsofo. The Tinok could see from one side of the world to the other side of the world. That's what the Gemara says. So again, the question is that, ask the Marsha. So they saw Gemara's not bothered that there was some type of a skin blocking. So Marsha says there, that's not talking about physical re'iyah. That's not talking about, right, see, for once, there's a certain understanding that every fetus has, right? It's an out of this world, recognition. But our Gemara sounds like they actually saw something. Kriyas Yamsov is a mamash re'iyah. It was a divine re'iyah, but it was still a re'iyah. Okay. Continuing. Last section of our Mishnah, back in the beginning of the Perek, we had, in this Perek of Kishem Shamayim, back on Daf Chav Zayin, we have the Machlokes about Eov. So remember, what did the Gemara say? Rabbi Yoshua ben Hyrcanus darshened that Eov served Hashem out of love. Shenemar, hein yekteleni lo ayachel. Even if he kills me, I will hope towards him. And the Gemara wasn't sure. What does that lo mean? I won't or I will, right? Is that lamed aleph or lamed vav? So we know it's lamed vav, and therefore we know it's me'ava. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, oh, Baruch Hashem, because I thought he was only a Yerei Shamayim, based on the first parak in Eov. So it says the Gemara, Boba Yom Dodger B'Shub Ben Yehorkinis, Sho'ov at Eov V'chulu, V'lechzi high, low. What's the suffix? Why don't you just look at this lo? Iba lamed aleph ksiv, lohu. Iba lamed vav ksiv, lohu. Is it low to him or is it low lamed aleph? So what do you mean? I'm not sure until you have the other pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Lamed Aleph means no. Lamed Vav means to him. Says the Gemara. Doesn't always work that way. The Kolhecha Dechsib Lamed Aleph. Lo who? Every time it says Lamed Aleph, does that mean lo not? Right? Sometimes it doesn't mean that. Sometimes it's a rhetorical question. Lo? Right? Is it really not? Elameata. What about this pasuk in Yeshayo? Bechol tzarasam lo tzar. Dechsib Lamed Aleph. There it's written Lamed Aleph. Right? In all of their pain, lo tzar. He's not going to be in pain with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Am Yisrael. Right? What this pasuk is saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. Shchinta is not begalusa with us. Imo is not Anochi Betzara. Right? Or lo imo. So says the Gemara. So you see, it's not so pashit. Dechsib alamet aleph, hachanami delohu, v'chitema hachanami. And if you say, it's true, but that's not true. V'chitema, the same pasuk says, umalach panav hoshiyam. The malach will save. Will save. So you see, the pasuk is talking about Hashem is with us. Ella, mashmahachi, mashmahachi. It must mean that sometimes lo, lamet aleph, can mean one or the other. Sometimes it could be a kri and a ksiv. Right, and sometimes it could just mean rhetorical, so therefore it is not clear which one it means, and that is why the Gemara has to ask what it asks. Tosis in Chulin also talks about, on Daf Samachay, Tosis says there are other psukim that we're more familiar with, about Lamed Aleph and Lamed Vav. Why does he have to quote this pasuk from Yeshayo? I mean, nothing wrong with Yeshayo, but psukim that we're more familiar with might be a stronger question. Right? What about Asher Lo Choma? Talks about the walled cities. There it also says Lamed Aleph, and it means if it has a wall. Or Asher Lo Kra'ayim, in the Parsha Shmini, where it talks about the grasshopper, that it has Kra'ayim, and it's clear from those psukim, right, that Lamed Aleph means Lamed Vav. Right, so why do we ask Dafka from this pasuk in Yeshayo? Well, Tosa says that's the point. Tosa says those aren't rayas, because there it's muchach from the pasuk itself, what it means. So that's obvious. That's not what we're looking for. Yesh Lomar, this is Chulin Samachay. Yesh Lomar, debachal hani ika hochacha migufei dekra. Sherotza Lomar, asher lo bivav. Right, here we're talking about it where it's not mefurish in the pasuk, and how you would interpret it. Either way, that's Lamed Aleph, Lamed Vav. Viter Tanya Rimeir Omer Noma Yirei Elokim BeIov. It says in the first parak in Iov, it says calls him Yirei Elokim, and that's where the Satan gets a hold of him. Venoma Yirei Elokim BeAvraham. It says Yirei Elokim BeAvraham Avinu. Ma Yirei Elokim Amar BeAvraham MeAhava. Just like Xer Shava in terms of people's personalities, right? Just like the Yirei Elokim BeAvraham, that they called him Yirei Elokim after the Akedah. Still, we know Avraham served Hashem me'ahava. Af Yirei Elokim Amar be'iov me'ahava. So too by Iov, you have to say he also served Hashem be'ahava. Va'avraham gufei minalan. How do you know by Avraham he was also an ohe ahuv shenet dechsev zera Avraham ohavi? Right, that's the, you see, Avraham also is called in Yeshayo an ohev, and that's why even though it says Yarei in the Torah, we know it means both. There is a line in the Gemara in Baba Basra, which is somewhat surprising. The Gemara there says, greater is Eov than is Avraham. So the Gemara says, Baba Basra, Tesvav Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol HaNomar B'Eov Yosef Yimashinemar B'Avraham, De'ilu B'Avraham Ksiv, Ata Yadati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. Right, we know after the Akedah. Now I know. And what does it say by Eov in the first parak? Ish Tam Yashar Yirei Elokim V'Sar Meira. Right, you have all these extra. Right? It's like comparing Avraham to Noach. Right, so says the Marsha on that Gemara, the same exact answer that Chazal give relating to Noach and Avraham. Is it Befanav or Shalom Befanav? Mixa Shvacho Befanav. Right, only Mixa Shvacho. So the Malach is talking to Avraham. He's not going to give him all his great accolades. Atoyadati, now I know that you're Elokim. There's more, but I'm talking to you. In Eov, Perek Aleph, Hashem is talking about, is just describing Eov. So that's why it could say even more. But obviously, Eov was a unique individual throughout history. But it is not exactly on the level of Avraham Avinu. And we mentioned that there are many, many different opinions when exactly Eov lived, or if the whole thing is a mashal. There's even one opinion there in Baba Basra, that Eov was a mashal. It never took place. It's just a sefer that's supposed to teach us about Tzadik Uralu and Rasha V'Tovlo. But most other Tanoim, or Amorah mentioned there, tell us that Eov did exist at one time or another. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, "My ika ben osem me'avel osem me'yira." We're making a big deal about Eov. He was Obed Me'ahava. So what's the difference? What is the litmus test between Osa Me'av and Me'ira? And what's the difference in Schar? Iko, what is the difference? The one who acts me'ava is greater than osa me'ira. Shezet toli la'elav dor, vizet toli la'alpayim dor. Alafim dor, right? One is 1,000 years, one is 2,000 years. If I act me'ira, that works, that gives chuyos for 1,000 generations. And then if me'ava, it's 2,000 generations. Wow. Hachaksiv la alafim ula oavai l'shomrei mitzvosai. V'hachaksiv ula shomrei mitzvosai la elef dor. Right, so first of all, Aleph, so you see, Lushomri mitzvosai, we assume that means Yira. Kisla mitzvah is out of awe. Hasam nam iksiv la'o avav l'shomri mitzvosav l'alavdar. The other one also mentions Ava. Haila desamech lei v'haila desamech lei. No, you put it next to the one, though, that is closest to it in the pasuk. Right, Elavdar has Shomri mitzvosav next to it, that's Yira. And the first pasuk has Oavai closer to the one that is 2,000. Tosas here quotes. Tosas just quotes the Yerushalmi without saying anything about it. Tosas quotes the Yerushalmi at the end of Brachas, right? The famous tragic story about the last days, the last moments of Rabbi Akiva's life. Rabbi Akiva is there, and Turnus Rufus Arush is watching him, and Rabbi Akiva is smiling. The Yerushalmi describes. There's a different version of this story at the end of Brachas. Different version, but this version is that he's Kari Vagachich, right? He's saying Kriya Shema at the end of his life. Right, we know Bachol ben Afshecha, and he's smiling. And Amar Lei, so says the Turnus Rufus to Rabbi Akiva, Saba Saba, O Cheresh Ata, O Mevait Biyisurin At. Are you a Cheresh? Are you someone who doesn't feel any pain, or are you just being Mevait Biyisurin? Are you upset? Amar Lei, says Rabbi Akiva, Tipach Ruchin Dehu Rishia. Oh, you're gonna burn. Right, don't talk to me right now. But he says, "Kol yomai ha'isi korei apasuk azev yavda zemel lokecha v'chol avavcha." I never knew if I'd be able to get to fulfill it, and now I'm getting to fulfill the pasuk. I'm not going to be happy about that. And that's similar to what he told his talmidim at the end of Maseches Brachas on Samach Aleph. Why is Tosas quoting this here? Tosas quotes the Yerushalmi. First of all, why does he quote the Yerushalmi, not the Bavli? Interesting. Why does he quote that? Maybe it's a little more graphic in the. In the Yerushalmi, but again, the Gemara in Brachas, we know the Gemara in Brachas, the Bavli, at the end of Samach Aleph Mabez, right? Bisha'ah, Shahotziyot, Rabbi Akiva, Lahariga, Zman Kriyashmahaya, Vayasorkin, Bisharab, Masriko, Shal Barzel. That's pretty graphic, too, right? They were combing him with metal comb. Vayamakabal of Omacha Shemayim, Armelo Talmidov. The difference is whether he was talking to Turnus Rufus or talking to his students. That's the difference. So maybe that's why Tosas quotes that. He wants to show the Turnus Rufus, the Kiddush Hashem element. Amr lo tamida rabbeinu ad kan. Amr lohem. Kol yamai hasi mitzara pasik zeh b'chol nafshecha. Afilu no tlaz neshmascha. Amarti, I used to say, masa yabal yadav akemenu. V'yachshev shabal yadi lo akemenu. Hayamarach be'echad ashi yatsa neshmasa. And he died. Right, so very similar story. But there, it's Turnus Rufus, and here it's the Talmidim. Again, Tosas seems to be quoting this to illustrate Avas Hashem, the highest level of Avas Hashem, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol modecha, b'chol nafshecha, right? But really, as we know, it's a joint venture. We can't just have one and not the other. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Like the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo amanas l'kabel schar, right? Which is the ultimate ahava. What's the last line of that Mishnah? V'yei mor shamayim aleichem. Meaning it's got to be a balance. That has to be the Avat Hashem and the Yiras Hashem. These are two of the six mitzvahs tmidios. The six mitzvahs that apply every second of our life. The Sefer HaChinuch writes this. The first Bir Alach in Siman Aleph quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. Two of them. There's belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah Zarah, not believing in any other gods. Yichud Hashem, believing in the uniqueness of God. And then what's four and five? Avat Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So we need both of them. And then six is v'los asur achrei levavcha achrei nechem. But those are two of the mitzvahs. The Rambam describes this in Sefer HaMitzvahs in mitzvah number three and four. Right? We don't know exactly the whole order of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, but we know the first ones are pretty big. So the first one the Rambam has is belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi. Second mitzvah is Yichud Hashem. Three and four, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Then 5 is tefillah, and he continues. But 3 and 4, the Rambam has a difference in emphasis in the Ava and the Yira. We know there are two levels, both of Ava and of Yira, as discussed by many Sfarim, the Archa Sadikim and others. Within Ava, we have Ava, you do it for reward. You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's somewhat Shalol Lishma. Or you do it purely the highest level, like the Rambam discusses in the end of Hilchas Tshuva. Ava is Hashem. I can't stop loving God. I can't stop telling people about Hashem. Kind of when a person's in love, says that the Rambam, he can't stop talking about his mate. So that is the highest level. And in Yira 2, we have Yiras HaOnesh and Yiras HaRomamus. Right? We have fear of punishment, right, which might be translated as fear. And then we have awe, right, being awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yamim no Ra'im, right, they're awesome days. So those are both. So it's a little difficult that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, he has the higher level Ahava and the lower level Yira. The Kinasof from here talks about why the Rambam does that. In Ava, he talks about the highest level. We have to think about the mitzvos, and we have the Onek, who's awesome. A different focus than in Ilchus Yisodi HaTorah, that you get Ava and Yira by looking at the world. In Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, no, you get it by looking at the Torah. Right? It's a different way of getting Ava and Yira. And Mitzvah Revias, Aval Nira Bias Unsho B'chaleis. Right, the lower level fear. So that's, but again, most believe in both levels. The Rambam emphasizes one and not the other there. But again, there's a lot to say about Ava and Yira, but we'll leave it for now. Finishing up the parak, Hanu Trei Talmidei Davi Yasvi Kami de Rava. There were two students that were sitting in front of Rava. Chad Amar Lehe. One told Rava, Akrin Bechalmai. I saw in my dream, they were obviously both very high level because they're dreaming about psukim. Halavai, we should be dreaming about psukim. So he says, one says, I dreamed, Ma raptumcha asher tzafanta li reyacha. One pasuk. Great is the goodness that is hidden away for those who fear you. V'chad amar lei, akron b'chamai, v'yismuchu kol chosei bach, la'olam yiraneinu, v'yaltzu b'cha ohavei shemecha. So one dreamed about Yira, one dreamed about Ava. Amar lehu, he answers them, Shavaychu Rabban and Sadiqi Gemurayatun. Both of you are great Sadiqim. Marmi Avo, Marmi Yira. Right? Our dreams reflect our Mahus. Right? So therefore, we have to try to gain messages. You're right. Sometimes we dream about totally ridiculous things, and we wake up like it's totally not connected to reality. So there, the Gemara says, right, there's no dream without Dvarim Batalim. But sometimes there can be dreams that are sending messages, and here, obviously, it was a message being sent to the Talmidim. Here we go, 6th parak in Maseches Sota. Tosfos notes that this parak is really out of order. This parak has to do, what are we up to in Mishnayos, if you remember? What are we talking about? We're after the process. She drank the water, we spoke about back on Daf Chof, Zechus is Tola, Naschus Tola, and now we're going back. We're going back to who drinks the water and who doesn't drink the water. So Tosfos here points out, you know, it should have been earlier, right? Some other, Mefarshim, the Cheshek Shlomo here in the back, discusses why it might be out of order. Okay, either way, it's here. Misha kinei le'ishto v'nistara. Man does kinui, and then has stira. Afilu shama me'ofa pareach. Yotiv iten ksuba. Even if he hears about what? He hears about something. Does he hear about the stira? Rashi says he hears about the stira. Rambam says he hears about the tuma. Right? Even if he hears from a very low-level source, from a flying bird, Ov Pareach, Yotzivi Yiteng Suba, he has to pay her the ksuba, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Pay her the ksuba or give her to drink. Meaning one of the two. If he decides not to be mashka her, then he's destroying the marriage, and therefore he has to divorce her, but he has to pay her the ksuba. The other choice is to give her to drink. Right? This Mishnah, if it's true, that understanding, this relates to what we mentioned, the Chinuch and the Rambam. Is there an obligation on the husband, once Kini and Stira happen, to go through with it? Is there an obligation, or he has a choice? So the Minchas Chinuch thinks it's a machlok, as Rambam Chinuch. The Rambam says choice, the Chinuch says no, if you don't do it, you're mevatel la mitzvah zasei. So this Mishnah sounds like the Rambam, because the language of the Mishnah is Yotzi v'Yiteng Ksuba, unless you want to give her a drink. So it sounds like there's a choice here, but that's Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. What does it mean from a flying bird? So Rashi says, obviously don't take it literally. Ov Pareach just means from people who usually are not trusted for testimony, but it's good enough here. Anisha, Ashifcha, that's what it just says, even from a very low-level source. That's Isha Evan. If you look on the Rambam in here in the Pirshim Mishnah, it says, Tziftzuf Ha'of. Sounds like it's literally a bird. What does that mean? Says the Rishash. You know what it means right here? V'kavanas Rambam nira shehu al min of hanikra papagai. I'm not sure what that is. V'domav shemelamdim osolu daberksas. Parrot, right? He's talking about a parrot. Right? I don't know what the phrase that was. Upa'amim shemegale dvarim shera'a al yedei diburo. Sometimes the parrot will say something that it saw. Kemosha sipro alav hativiyim. Like the people talk. So the question is, would a parrot say things that it wasn't taught to say by just what it saw? But a parrot could parrot, you know, something. But this sounds like the parrot's going to repeat what it saw. So either way, the Rambam seems to take it literally from an oaf parech. Must be a smart bird. Okay. So that's Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Rashi points out that this is Rebbe Eliezer Lishitaso. Rebbe Eliezer, back on Dav Beis, says that once you have kinui with two witnesses, stira needs very low level. So that's why this is Lishitaso. Rebbe Yoshua Omer, no. Ache Yisu v'yitnu ba muzaris balavana. No, Rebbe Yeshua is also Lishitaso. As Rashi points out here, Rebbe Yeshua requires two for the stira here. You didn't have it. So until it is clear that everybody is talking about all the women that are spinning wool by the moonlight, the whole town is talking about her znus. So until then, the halacha does not apply. Omar, eight echad, ani re'isiha. Now we're getting into machlokos. By the way, there is another way that you could read the first line of the Mishnah, Yosef Yitink Suba. I mean, Rashi read it as, if he doesn't want to be mashkeher. Maybe there's another way to read it. If you want to say the chinuch says you have to, maybe he's talking about a case, if it's talking about the tumah, so then Yosef Yitink, because he can't be mashkeher anymore. Because now there's a riot to the tumah. There are other ways, but we formulated it at least according to Rashi. Vaiter. Amr Echa, eight echad ani reisiya shenitmeis. Lo Aisa Shosef, 1 8 says, I saw the tumah, so she doesn't drink. Lo Aisa Shosef. Velo od, ela afilu ebed, afilu shivcha, harelu ne'manim, aflo poslo miksubasa. As we mentioned back on Daf Beis, 1 8, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, once he had 2 8 on the stira, 1 8 on the tumah is enough. Fine. Chamosa, ubas chamosa. Sarasa, Yevimtu, Baz Baila. These five women always go together. Right? There are a number of places in Yevamis and Gittin. These are the five women that we assume might not be telling the truth about this woman because they have some relationship with her that maybe causes some friction. Mother-in-law, sister-in-law, co-wife. Yevimta is a potential co-wife, husband's brother's wife, and Baz Baila, right, the daughter of a husband. So all of those have somewhat, sometimes, hopefully not, but sometimes an axe to grind with this woman. So even though they might not be believed in other cases, like Mays Baila, or Get, we're not getting into the details, there are differences, but here they're believed. Tare Elune Amanos. Velo Laposla Miksubasa Ela Shlo Tishte. Not to cause her to lose her ksuba, but enough that she can't drink it, she has to get divorced. Why are they believed? Explains the Ritva in Meseches Gittin that... Because they're believed to ruin her, to mess her up. But here, what are they going to cause her to happen? Cause her to get divorced or she marry somebody else? They wouldn't lie for that reason. That's not enough of a kill call. Because they're just causing her to switch husbands. Okay, but that we don't think they're going to do that. We think they're going to maybe to cause her to lose money. That's why they're not believed to be mafsid ksuba. Only to aser, shelo tishteh. So for that, we do believe them. And we don't think that they would lie in that case. And now the Gemara continues. Shahayi b'din, getting back to the main issue of eight echad. So we have the next 10 lines we already had back on Dav Gimel in the first parak. Shahayi b'din, meaning if you trust 1 8 for the tumah, you might not have said that. Uma im edus rishona she'ein osar to iser olam by edus rishona, which is edus on the yichud on the stira that doesn't aser her forever. Why? Because she could drink. That requires two, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Edus achrona shosar to iser olam. Ein odishlo diskayim b'bakad bishnayim. So surely the tumah should require two. Tamalomar ve'ed ein ba kol edus sheish ba. There is no edus. That's when she drinks. If there is any, even one, then she does not drink. So that's the limud. So now the Gemara says, okay, go backwards. Kal v'chomer le'edus arishona me'ata. So now that we say 1 8 is good enough for the tumah, so say a kal v'chomer in the other direction. Uma im edus achrona sho'osar to iser olam by the aid of tumah, right, which asas her forever. If there's one aid, she can no longer drink. Hari he miskayemes beit echad. That is good enough with one aid. Aidus harishona she'eino sarta iser olam. So the aidus on the stira, which is not asering her forever, eino dincha this guy beit echad. So one should be good enough. So the Gemara says, no, that's generally, you always need two edim. Tamalomar ki matzah be'erbaz davar, ulahalanu omer apishnayim edim yakum davar. As we know in general, malahalan apishnayim afkan alpishnayim. There's a special gzeres hakasuv, that here one aid would be relief for the tumma. But in all other areas, including the edus on the stira, one would need two witnesses. Period. There is a discussion that Beis Yosef writes in Eben Ezer, in Kufay and Ches, if one aid comes, the aid is believed that she had became tameh with this guy. What if an aid comes, if the kini was given about Reuven, and the aid comes and says, yeah, I saw them be together with Shimon. Does that work? That doesn't work. Because the eight echad is only believed, remember, because of Raglayim Ladover. Raglayim Ladover is only because it was Kini Vasir with this guy. So the husband thinks that this guy and this woman have been together a little bit too much. So that's why. But if you say something about a different aid, a different person, so then it doesn't work. Based on that, there's a little challenge with the Zerashba. The Rashba and Shuvah, the Mishnah Malach discusses this Rashba in Hilchos Sota. The Rashba writes, what happens if the guy himself comes forward and says, yeah, I did it? The guy feels bad, the boy feels bad, and says, yeah, I was with her. Yeah, it wasn't just Yichud, it was further than that. Is he believed if the Chashid himself comes? So the Rashba says, yes, Palgina Dibura. Even though we usually say, ain't other mesam asmo rasha, a person is not allowed to self-incriminate themselves, we also have the concept of Palgina Dibura. We split up his words. And therefore, here we could believe him that she was nitma, but we won't believe that it was with him. That's what the Rashba says. But then the question is, the Mishal Malach and the Karen Ori here ask, but one second, if you split it up so that you don't believe it was with him, then we just said that it doesn't answer. If it was, oh, you believe that she was talking with somebody else, not with him? But what do you mean? It has to be with him in order to answer. So the Karen Ori says, you have to say, it's not really Palgino Dibura, it's what we call Palgino Ne'amanus. That we believe the whole story, but we don't allow the halacha to affect him. But we believe it was with him, because that's the only way to answer on her. And one other final point, an amazing idea. The Menachas Chinuch asks, and then he gives a very sharp answer. Menachas Chinuch says, we're going to believe him, but isn't he a nogeya b'davar? Remember, what does the Mishnah say at the beginning of our parak? Just like she's going to blow up, he's going to blow up. He doesn't want to blow up. So how can we believe him? How can we believe him to say nitma'a? Right? He doesn't want, or lo nitma'a. Right? That's what we're talking about here. What if the Ish Acher says, just to read you again, the Rashba is where this whole thing started. The Rashba says here, Mistavra Dabrina Be Pagina Dibura, the Ain Anudanano So Kilu Heyed Huasbo Bale El Kilu Heyed Shazinsa. Right, that's the Tuf Kuf Nun Beis, Av Tuf Kuf Nun Beis, if he's Hoda. So now the Minchas Chinuch discusses what happens if this guy comes in, why would we believe anything that he says? Why isn't he a nogeya b'davar? Right, it's not fair. He's gonna lie. Gam kasha af tamrinam palginan dibura imu nogeya b'edus pasul. So imkain heich neman havi nogeya dina rota. He doesn't want her to drink because he's gonna blow up too. Says the Menachas Chinuch. I don't think about it a little deeper. No, it's a mistake. What's the mistake? What are we saying? That oh, he's lying. He's really lying, and he didn't do anything with her. So then he's not a gambler lover. And then he's not going to blow up. He's coming and saying, it actually happened. So what's our worry? That he's not telling the truth? You can't believe him because he's an Ogeba Dover. What do you mean you can't believe him? So he's lying? But if he's lying and then nothing happened, then he's not an Ogeba Dover because then he's not going to blow up. So says the Menachas Chinuch, the question doesn't get off the ground. He's not an Ogeba Dover. They can't use that as a chash to not believe him, because if you're not believing him, then he's believable, because he's not an Ogeba Dover. The Menachas Chinuch says it's somewhat circular, but that's how you can solve that problem. Okay, we continue now. What if there's a machlokas? Says the Mishnah. Eid omer nitmeis ve'eid omer lo nitmeis. One eid says she was nitma, and the other eid says she was not nitma. Isha omer nitmeis ve'isha omer lo nitmeis. Or two women. Haisa shows in all those cases she drinks. Why? They cancel each other out, and then we're back to where we started. That is a major discussion elsewhere in Achronim, when we have eight echad ba'achasha, two edim. Do they cancel each other out, and it's as if they were never here? Or, because we know if there are two groups of Edim, two against two, we call that suffix. We don't call that nothing, right? There's a stalemate. We don't say they cancel each other out. It's as if they're not here. So what about two one-aids? Right, that's a discussion. So here it sounds like they cancel each other out. Because Aisa Shosa says she drinks as if they're not there. But if one said she was nitma and two said no, she was not nitma, also the two of them win, and therefore she can still drink the waters. Then the two Edim win, and she does not drink. So, Gemara. Hi, Tamalomer, Kimatsa Barabas Dovar. 1 second. So we said in the Mishnah that Kimatsa Barabas Dovar is the source, that you need two for the stira. But 1 second, didn't you use this pasuk for something else? Tamalomer Ba, we had it earlier in that same Gemara in Daf Gimel. Ba velo bakinoi, ba velo bestira. Ba, only in the Tumah is one good enough. And not for kinoi, not for stira. So that pasuk is already used up. Mi ba ilay, you need it for. So Achanami Kamar, you're right. And again, we said this is all was said already. Add in a couple of words to the Braisa, or to the Mishnah even. Tamalomar ba, bavalo bakinoi, bavalo bestira, vituma ba'alma balokini, below stira. Tulomhemin edechaminalan. You're right, this is the pasuk used for this case. And what about in general? To say a woman, eshes is a zinsa, how do you know? 1 8 is not believed. You always need two witnesses, right? This is an exception to the rule. Two witnesses are always needed. Is that a svara? Do we always assume that 1 8 might be lying, and that's why you always need two? Two might be lying too. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Yisod the Atoros, Exeris Akasiv. Why? You're right, there's a better chance that two would be telling the truth than one, but still, ultimately, we don't know for sure, but you know, you have to have the world function in a certain way, the legal system. So that's why the Torah says two is enough. Eight omer nitmes. 1 8 says nitma, 1 8 says not nitma, so she drinks. Taima de kamachishle. The reason that she still drinks is because they're contradicted. Halom kamachishle eid echad me'emin. Right? But if the aid would not be contradicted, then 1 8 would be believed. Minan imili. How do you know this? The Tanur Rabbanan. As we'll review again, the Gemara says, the aid ein ba, this was back on Daf Beis. The Gemara that we had earlier, the Mishnah was on Daf Gimel. This was back on Daf Beis. The Tanur Rabbanan. The aid ein ba. Bishnayim akasim adaber. That means there aren't two witnesses, but there's one. Ata omer bishnayim o enu ela be'echa. Does this mean two or one? Tama lomar, the pasuk says elsewhere in Dvarim. Lo yakum eid echad be'ish. 1 8 is not good enough. Vigomer. Mimashva shenemar lo yakum eid eini yodea shehu echad. I know it's talking about echad. Ma tama lomar echad. Why did it say the word echad? I know it's talking about one. Zebana av. This is a model for all other contexts. Kol makom shenemar eid hari kan shnayim acha yifra l'cha kasav echad. In the Torah, eid means a group of eidim. Two. Unless the Torah says echad to teach me eid echad. V'yomer achmana trei lesba elachad. And that's what the Torah is saying here. A, there's not two, but there's one. And she's Asura, if there's one. The Hilon is Pasa Asura. If she did not do it, banana, she wasn't raped, she's Asura. So that's why, even that's the source for here, we're talking about 1 8 would be believed. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. We're saying that if 1 8 comes and says she was Nitma, and then 1 8 comes and says she was not Nitma, then they cancel each other out, but 1 minute. Once the first aid comes and he's believed, how could the second aid come and contradict the first one? Doesn't Ula say? A few places in Shas. Ula says, whenever the Torah believes one aid, we treat him as two aidim. And therefore, once he's two aidim, the next aid that comes is only one. Two against one. Ve'edvarav shalechad, v'makam shnayim. So ask the Gemara, why in the Mishnah, if 1 8 comes and says she was nitma, and therefore she cannot drink the wine, the next day somebody else comes, why does he have any power? It's two against one. Just like if there were actually two witnesses here, she would not drink. So too if there are one witness, but he's believed as two. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Ela amar ula tani lo haisa shose. Ula, according to Ula, you would have to reread the Mishnah. The Mishnah would say, you're right, she does not drink in that case. V'chane amar Rabbi Yitzchak lo haisa shose. V'reb Chia amar haisa shose. Reb Chia says, no, can't change the Mishnah. The Mishnah says shose. Aye, what about the kasha? L'reb Chia kasha de Ula. Answer lo kasha. Kan b'bas achas. Kan b'zechar zeh. Depends when the Edom came. You're right. If the 1 8 came today and 1 8 came tomorrow, the first aid gets the status of two witnesses, and the second aid can't uproot him. But what if they came together? So then, for one aid doesn't get the power of two, they both came together, and therefore, they would just, that's the case the Mishnah's talking about, they would cancel each other out. There is a huge discussion in the Rishonim in Yevamos, where this comes up. The Ritva, all you need to do is to look in the Ritva, because you know, remember, the Ritva in Yevamos has humongous footnotes. The Ritva. So there, the Ritva on Daf Peches tells us that Ula only says, Ula's din, that one aid is believed as two, only applies in contexts where you would normally need two. Nirin advarim kiri, the dafka be'edus davar shebe'erva, deboyishnayim sheheminu lazekishnayim. This is a davar shebe'erva. That's why, where the Torah trusts one, you treat him as two. Avo be'isurin da'alma, desagi b'chad, what about somebody says this meat is kosher? Right? So you only need one there. You don't say the din of ula there. If one person said this is kosher, you don't say, ah, in eight echad is belisi, treat him as two, and if somebody else calls me, tells me it's not kosher, no, it's ein dvar shel echad makam shnayim. No. Where you only need one aid, he's only believed as one aid. It's only where you normally need two, and the Torah specifically allows you to trust one, so that's where Ula says his din. But by Yisurim da'alma, the sagi b'chad, kiva shalohem inu, elakichad, ki yazachrin of achshei, havi achashe g'chad l'gabi trei. And there are four columns of a huge footnote here. Relating to that, does everybody argue? There are Rishonim that argue with that, right? That say that no, there's even in cases where it's not davar shebe'erva. Later on, we're going to have a daf mem zayin. We're going to have in the concept of egla rufa. Egla rufa is not davar shebe'erva, and we're going to see there ula applies there. That's a big kasha on the ritva here. Either way, this is important yisod that we have just a little bit more. Tanan. Eight omer nitmeis, vishnayim omerim lo nitmeis. Back to the Mishnah. One eight says tame and two say not tame. Haisha so shose. Right? She would drink there because two said not tame. Ha chad v'chad, but if it would be one and one, lo isa shose. Mashmi, if it be one and one, she would not drink to you after the Rebbe Chiya. Kasha Rebbe Chiya, who says no, she would drink. Omer lecha Rebbe Chiya, ula tame. You know what? Let's start again with Tanan, because it's gonna continue to the over to the next Amud. So we'll start with Be'ez Hashem with Tanan tomorrow, and then we'll get into the next parak in Sota, which gets into Shas topics. Right, we're bridging out. We basically finished the Sota process. So right, for the rest of the Masechta, really, we're gonna get to talk about all different topics that have anything to do with Sota. Things that have to be said in Hebrew, you know, Mashuach, Malchama, Egla, Arufa, there's a lot of sugyas that come up in Sota that do not appear anywhere else in Shas, right? Starting with Tamar's Daf. Okay, we will stop here. Parsha Shir should be up from last night.